but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, you make friends in this business. One of my friends in this business is about to join the show, Adam Bjornson, who is... been on KGW, he's been on Coin TV, he is a kid at the age of 8 who moved from Pleasanton, California over to the North Oregon coast with his family. He didn't move on his own. He moved to the North Oregon coast. He got on social media. I saw a post today basically say he's hanging it up. He's, you know, he's dabbled in some other things over the years. We all have side hustles, but Adam's joining us now. I want to know what he's going to do. What is going on with you?
Well, hello, JC. Long time. It's just one of those, you know, those days where I'm like, I guess now's the right time to put the news out there. I've still got 3 weeks, just under 3 weeks to go, but totally 100% my doing. And, you know, had long conversations with my wife, and we've got 3 kids that are at that impressionable stage in their life. So I decided, you know what, this dual career thing that I've had for so doggone long, which has now been almost 11 years, that it's time to focus on one and try to be really good at that instead of just being average at 2 full-time and burning the candle at both ends. So for those listeners out there that might not know, and there are a few realtors I'm sure that are listening, but I've been a sales executive with Lawyers Title for since 2015. And so it's time I'm going to focus on that and have the banker hours 9 to 5, be like the rest of humanity, and see what that brings me.
This business is hard. It is hard because you're working nights and you're working weekends, and you have kids, and I have kids, and I know that world. And you've worked at KPTV, you've worked at KGW, you worked at Coin. You know, this is, you know, you kind of, you know, you're state broadcaster of the year. You've achieved at the highest levels in that field. Was there something about the 9 to 5 that called to you a while ago and you're now just hearing it full time, or was this kind of like you got a taste of it and then you went, yeah, I'd like more of that?
Well, it was really the best of both worlds. I'll be honest. Initially, it was like, oh my God, I get a paycheck every Friday instead of every 2 weeks. That was what was the big draw for me. And I didn't think I'd do it this long, but the management team at Lawyers Title have been so stinking good to me. They kept extending the leash to me, John. And I was like, at some point, they're going to probably want me to say, pick us or pick them. They didn't. They allowed me to kind of work at my own pace. So, you know, the more I started doing it, and then, you know, as our kids, and you and I are the same age, so we have our kids are involved in sports, and it's a hustle. It's just nonstop divide and conquer between my wife and I. And so we just decided, you know what, at some point, you know, I'm 55. I can't do this, literally start work at 8:30 in the morning. And of course, with the kids in school, it's getting up at 6:30. And then not coming home and being back home in my front door until 12:30 at night. It just was ridiculous. So people have all reached out. They've said, I don't know how you've done it for this long. And then here I am, finally just putting my stamp and my foot down and saying, all right, this is it. Let's do this Lawyer's Title thing, which I absolutely love. And we're gonna roll with the punches. And, you know, this industry, as you well know, it has changed so much over the last 2 decades that you and I have been in this that I don't know if I have the energy to keep up with the big dogs any longer. So these young pups are running circles around us.
Give me an idea in the TV world, because I ran into it at the newspaper, right? You know, there was like 68 employees in the sports department when I was hired, and there were like 8 when I left. It's just it's sad to see what happens in media. But in the TV world, you know, I think you can talk freely about it. Where, you know, everybody knows, where are the cuts? Where are the challenges in the TV world?
Well, it's corporate America these days. It's doing less or doing more with less. And so we've had people leave us at Coin and not be replaced for months on end. And that just adds to the pressure on us. So the world right now, as far as every listener out there, we all have our phones. Most people, when I tell them they don't know who I am, I said, oh, I work in TV broadcasting. And they're like, oh, well, I don't watch TV. You know, that's the response I get about 95% of the time. I go, well, you're smart. You shouldn't be watching TV because it's nothing but bad news all the time. So just tune in at 11:20 and I'll give you the sports report. That's all that's going to be good that night. And even then, you know, we could talk about the sports stuff later. But, you know, and then everything right now. So it's all moving to digital. Everything, the push by corporate right now is digital, digital, digital. We're moving away from terrestrial TV. And that's weird for me because I've got 12 TVs. It seems like it's not that many, but it feels like it at times with our three kids and devices and all that all the time. But the cuts just keep coming. And they're from every department, John. They're not just, you know, on-air people. You know, GNO is leaving. Steve Dunn at 2's leaving. You know, we've got other people at Coin that are leaving soon. So it's just a hard business. And it's just, I'm not cut out to learn new things at this point and try to manage the other job and manage my number one job, which is being a dad of three kids and a good husband. So
I love that. We're talking to Adam Bjornsson with Lawyer's Title and with Coin TV for just a couple of weeks here more. Let's talk about what you've seen. Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, you and I working on KGW Sports Sunday for all those years. Loved working with you there, man. You're such a good teammate. But you tell me, what sticks out in your mind when I say, hey, what'd you see that you really loved and stayed with you?
Oh, gosh. The best event that I've ever been to, and, you know, we're fortunate enough to where we get to have access everywhere where we go, was the 2006 College World Series in Omaha. And, you know, just to see the Beavers do what they did there. I mean, every time I bring it up, John, it just raises the hair on my arms. You know, so many friends of ours that traveled to Omaha and that, and then of course to go back to next year. So, you know, the running joke around the newsroom was, hey, if the Beavers are going to Omaha, we got to send Adam because we know they're going to win then. So, you know, we had such a good time at that. And then, you know, traveling around, you know, we don't travel that much any longer in the TV industry. And if we do, it's not for me. You know, I pass that on to Brenna Green, but, she loves to travel, but you know, again, it's family and this and that, but It's just changed so much. I'm so down right now, John, if I can just be Debbie Downer for a second. I am so down on the NBA right now. What has happened since Greg Popovich turned everything into this, you know, load management? Oh, I'm going to sit these guys on the second of a back-to-back. You know, for families of kids like you and I, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners, it's like you'll buy tickets to see the Lakers 2 months in advance, and then you find out the day of that, you know, LeBron and or Luka or Anthony Davis at the time when he was there, they're not playing. And it's just, you know, this whole load management, it is just such a just discouraging how much these guys make and they can't get their butts out on the floor to play for 15, 20 minutes. So it's just so sad what professional sports really have turned into. So I really like the really organic levels right now, the high school, even, you know, college is even like that now with NIL and transfer portal and all of this. So much has changed that it's really kind of soured me literally on the industry by and large. And so, you know, I want to become a fan again. And I think if I'm a fan and I step back and I say, what are the things that are important to me? And as you well know, I'm a Raiders fan, a long suffering Raiders fan. So yeah. It's, maybe I'm doing a Jedi mind trick here by, you know, a little reverse psychology. They've had one stinking playoff win since I've been on TV in Portland. 24 years, John. 24. And that was right after I finished year one. So it's been tough. The A's move, you know, I'm just like, come on.
Is it harder to be a fan? I mean, are you maybe leading into it? Because your teams, both your teams left. I mean, one to Vegas and the other to Vegas.
And my favorite basketball team's here in Portland, and that was God, that was the case in 1982 when I kind of latched on, and it was, you know, Kenny Carr, Audie Norris, Darnell Valentine, all these great Blazers of old that I just kind of latched onto. And then it was Clyde Drexler. And and then, of course, you know, with the sale of the Blazers, who knows what's going to really happen. I don't think they're ever leaving Portland. That's just my gut feeling. But, you know, things happen in threes. So Raiders, A's, Blazers.
Let's not even go there. We got a listener who has a question for you who's called in. Jesse, you got a question for Adam. Go ahead.
Yeah, Adam, I don't know, it must have been 20 years ago, but we were hooping together all the time at Valley Total Fitness over in Cedar Mill. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
You still lacing them up, bro?
No. Heck no. No, I just... I know John can laugh because we're the same age.
If
I could turn back Father Time, I would love to. But no, man, I just had double hernia surgery 3 weeks ago. I know, right? Meniscus on both knees. I actually went out to Tualatin Hills last night. I was doing a story with a adaptive training, actually wheelchair basketball, and I was listening to these guys' stories and go, God, I could not even compete with these guys, even being able bodied. But I miss it. Trust me, I miss it because I could stand to lose about 20 pounds. But, you know, those are the great IPAs that we make here in Portland that keep me insulated.
Adam, let me ask you this. What will you miss
from
TV and what won't you miss from TV?
I won't miss the hours. I won't miss the hours, John. I got to be honest. It's been 30 years of doing this kind of swing shift thing. I won't miss that at all. I'm going to miss the storytelling. Absolutely, 100%. I mean, there have been so many things that I have done in the industry and stories that I've been so proud of that I've done that really impact other people. And, you know, I initially got into this business because, you know, I grew up on the North Coast in Warrenton, and I would look for stories that were kind of centric to the North Coast, and I'd want to go down there and do stories with them, whether they're, you know, stories of Jordan Poyer or, I mean, the list is endless. I can't even think, like, how many different stories I've done down there. Brian Bruni, who was a setup guy for Mariano Rivera. But those kind of stories that are impactful and that really do make a difference, and those are the things that I'm going to miss most. And of course, interacting with people. You know, I really do love this community. This was home. I graduated from Portland State. People always ask me, they're like, if you could do this job in another market, where would you want to go? I go, nowhere. There's nowhere I would want to go. You put me in Miami, Phoenix, Indianapolis. I don't care about those teams. I've cared deeply about the teams here, whether it's the Beavers, the Ducks, the Vikings, the Blazers, Timbers, you name it. I'm like literally, you know, as Dan Lanning says, 10 toes in, let's go. But that's what I'll miss mainly. And then the camaraderie that we've, you know, the relationships you make along the way as well. So a lot of these people that are clients of mine now at Lawyers Title knew me from TV, and they're like, well, he seems like a nice guy. Let's work with him. And I've kept those relationships and not only made those, but they've become really good friends of mine. So that's what I love. So, I'll miss hanging out with you as long as you still have me coming to the BFC golf tournament every year.
Yeah, you're in, man. You're in. So help me with this. And I think I know the answer to this because, you know, I have a dad who played professional baseball, and then his life after baseball was real estate. And it doesn't give you the same adrenaline rush, but you're going into this world at a title company, and I'm assuming you will work with real estate professionals, and that will be kind of part of the job. But is the adrenaline rush going to be your kids? Are you going to be coaching their teams? What are you going to be doing?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's 1,000% the kids. You know, just being home at night and helping them with their homework and just, you know, doing puzzles, the things that that you and I did when we were kids, John.
Yeah.
Just that I've missed out on that. I do come home every night for, you know, 90 minutes a night and spend time with them. But when it's time to go to bed, it's like, you know, mommy's got to put all three of them down. And that's just been so difficult.
Not easy at all.
But, definitely the kids. That's been my number one focus and the reason that I told our management that, hey, the time's now, man. I got to go.
All right, so for realtors who are listening to the show, they want to work with you. How do they find you?
Well, they know me already. I'm sure I've been.
Not everybody knows you. There might be somebody somewhere who doesn't know you. Come on, you have big time on us.
No, I know. I'm in the Northeast office in the Lloyd Tower, John, and but I have business all over. LO, Beaverton, Tiger, Tualatin, you know, East County. There's been a lot. In fact, as we've been on this call, I'm just getting text after text from some agents of mine. So it's been great. No, it's been great. Yeah, so I hope to expand on that and really work with some top-level producers where I can really get my name down and, you know, really help them kind of move the needle in the right direction, because this market right now is kind of a little wonky, but we'll get there. Yeah. Got to wait for these rates to drop just a little, and consistency is key. I will say that in real estate.
You know what I love about this is you are being proactive, and I love too that you're hitting around something that I've talked about for years. Your job doesn't love you. You might have loved being on TV. They didn't love you back, Adam. The radio station doesn't really love me. The newspaper didn't love me. They liked that I produce. They liked that, you know, they liked that realtors are blowing up your phone because everybody's listening to the show. That they'll step over my cold body when I fall over. And so in the end, your duty is to those three little rugrats and your family. And I love that you are telling them that in a way that they probably love to hear.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And, you know, I've told so many people the same story, and it's time you're never going to get back. You got one chance at doing this thing the right way. And if you don't do it the right way, you're going to miss out on a lot. And people do not want this, especially those in the TV industry that have been in it for a long time, longer than myself. So they all say the same thing. It's like, dude, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing this, because you're doing the right thing and you'll never get the time back. So I'm hoping to make up for a little bit of lost time and get these little kiddos into shape. So
I love it. I love it. Congratulations to you, Adam. And we'll look for you in the next couple of weeks, and don't lose touch.
You know I won't, JC. I appreciate you, and thanks for all of our friendship over the years, my friend.
Of course. There he goes. Adam Bjornsson from Coin TV. You may have seen him on KGW. I worked with him on Sports Sunday for years on that show. This speaks to me. You know, it speaks to me because I have talked about, you know, your job not loving you, and you need to, you know, kind of think about those nights, and it's hard. Like, tomorrow is a big game. Oregon's playing USC. Guess what? My kids, they won't see me. They won't, in the morning, they will say goodbye, and, you know, they might see me late at night right before bed. And that has happened for me for 25 years, and Adam, I know, is making a choice that he's going to feel good about. I can tell you, like, even leaving the newspaper, I haven't shared this story before, but the executive editor at the paper said something to me once that kind of made it evident to me that I needed to go and do my own thing. I have often, over the years, written two columns or three columns a day, or traveled around and left and missed soccer games and wasn't at basketball games and missed the first day of school because I'm covering a sporting event, missed the out of town here or there. And the executive editor, when I left, Therese Bottomley, who's a nice lady and she's smart enough, she said a really stupid thing to me. She said on the phone to me, she said, well, I don't feel like we're important to you anymore. And I told her how offensive it was for me to hear somebody that I had given so much of myself and sacrificed my family and left my kids sitting at the dinner table alone and been at the Statue of Liberty when my kids are on vacation. We're in New York and I'm reporting a column standing at the foot of the Statue of Liberty on the phone when I should be hanging out with my kids. And I could give you a million examples of how many times I sacrificed, my kids sacrificed and gave up. I found it offensive. It was offensive to me in the worst way. It was so tone deaf. And it kind of told me this is somebody who doesn't understand parenting and kids. And it was that moment where I was like, you know, maybe I really do need to be my own boss. Maybe. And Adam, I think, is doing the same thing. He's taking control of this thing. And he's, you know, there's a lot of people out there. You have a job. You know, if your job is ever asking your, you know, to put your family in second position, you can relate to this. There are a lot of jobs where the families, I look over at the wives and the children, and I say, gosh, you guys all make sacrifices to make this work. And I even look today at my 9-year-old and 11-year-old, the younger ones. they make sacrifices because of, you know, the things that I do and the places I need to be. And but it's not lost on me. And so when Adam's talking about, hey, you know, he's working nights in TV. You know how hard that would be to be away from your kids at bedtime every night in formative years of their lives? It is, I think, such a powerful thing that he is doing. And fist bump to him. And for a lot of people out there that, you know, are facing those kinds of decisions, Adam's, I think, doing what he wants to do. And you're doing it in a, you know, amid a world that is deteriorating around you. The media space is changing. I don't want to say it's dying. Newsprint newspapers are dying. But the media space isn't dying. It's just changing. Television has pivoted, going digital, as he says there. Fewer people watching like a live over-the-air TV broadcast than ever, every day. Newspapers, people, you know, you see, when's the last time you saw somebody actually holding a newspaper? Yeah, we did a newspaper project with our kids' elementary school, and we paid for the school to have to print a newspaper. They'd never printed a newspaper before, and I'll never forget when the papers were delivered, one of the kids in the class held it up and said they forgot to staple it together. It's like it was a book. They hadn't seen a newspaper. These kids were like third or fourth graders. That is dead. That is over. But the mechanism with which your content gets delivered is shifted to digital. It has shifted to websites and apps and, you know, obviously social media and streaming broadcasts. And we're seeing it in live sports programming. And it is a moving target. And it is exhausting sometimes to try to stay in front of the audience. And Adam and the TV stations have struggled with that. Newspapers, forget it. They face planted trying to do it. You know, and I think one of the cool things about launching johnconzano.com was I'm like, hey, I'm working for you, the readers. We are in this, we're in concert now. We're in this together. And I'm with you. Like, how do I deliver to you the content becomes what is most important. Leave it here. We got so much more ahead.